Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
House trial deliberations by the jury continue Thursday. Manhattan's district attorney announced Wednesday two of the three men convicted of the 1965 killing of civil rights leader Malcolm X will soon be exonerated. Khalil Islam died in prison in 2009. 83-year-old Muhammad Aziz on CBS News.
If I wanted to do it, I couldn't have done it. So that means they knew what they were doing when they put me in jail.
An anonymous whistleblower is saying data suppression involving missing ballots in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, from the 2020 election took place. A lawsuit claims an election machine shredded thousands of absentee and mail-in ballots, with the data corroborating it deliberately erased. Several videos were released as part of an effort to show the claims. Be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay.
Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better.
Big news! The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, SimpliSafe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. SimpliSafe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system this week. Visit SimpliSafe.com.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
A Republican representative has been punished for posting a cartoon on his social media accounts depicting violence against political leaders.
Arizona Congressman Republican Paul Gosar is the first House member to be censured in over a decade. The Republican lawmaker recently posted an anime video depicting himself killing his colleague, New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Along with being censured, Gosar is being removed from all of his committee assignments.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Mississippi inmate who killed his estranged wife and sexually assaulted her young daughter was executed by lethal injection Wednesday night.
People to stock up on essential items and adopting laws against food waste and binge eating. The CCP has been buying massive amounts of farmland in Australia and the United States. Handing over the world economy to the communist Chinese would be national suicide for both nations, who have already been infiltrated at the highest levels of government by the CCP. A handful of Republican senators visited Taiwan to vow U.S. support. The U.S. Secretary of State has said that the U.S. will defend Taiwan. And Australia's Minister for Defense has vowed to back the U.S. and Taiwan against China. But who currently has control over the Australian military? Or the U.S. military? The CCP's own woke American puppet, General Mark Milley, says that the U.S. is incapable of defending itself against China's hypersonic missile tech. PSYOPs. Something we have all been learning about firsthand. Many of us have read how they've done it in history. But today, we are all witnessing in real time how the banking cartel is capable of orchestrating a world war. As China's housing giant Evergrande defaults on billions of dollars of debt, Goldman Sachs is busy buying up these garbage assets with U.S. taxpayer dollars. Goldman Sachs is bailing out the CCP with U.S. tax dollars, while the CCP is preparing to wage war against the U.S. By hook or by crook, the ethos of the communist Chinese is what the bankers want for their world government dream. Every individual connected to a central bank, controlled by a social credit score, and made to accept endless injections of unknown substances into their body. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand by. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars, because there is a war on for your mind. All right, I am going to lay out news and information today. That is the absolute key to victory and liberty, and it will save millions of lives and change the entire course of human development. Everything is now 100% crystal clear. All the pieces have fallen into place. And the good news is there's a chain reaction taking place right now that is simply amazing. And what am I talking about? Well, this came out actually 6 months ago, and we covered it with several guests, and we read articles about it and showed documents on air. But then I saw stories last night that when I first saw it on Twitter, I thought it was a joke. But then I went and looked at it, and there it was, the link to the federal court, and it wasn't even in the mainstream news. They were reporting it like it was no big deal. And then it reminded me of the documents that leaked in the United States and the documents that leaked in Brazil and in the European Union. It was over 50 countries signed on to it. A secret agreement with Pfizer and the United Nations, with billions of dollars of payoff money paid by Bill Gates, that's in the news today too, to the government officials and the media, right down to reporters. I mean, small reporters got hundreds of thousands of dollars. Big ones, millions. The numbers are about $4 billion that we now know of, that he was the bag man for. I mean, this is just over the top. And what do the secret agreements say? Well, we don't have but part of it, and it puts Pfizer in control of the governments, and in the response to COVID, and to all news and information. See, you've heard governments can sign treaties with foreign powers, but can those treaties supersede the Constitution and Bill of Rights? That's been argued by globalists for 100 years. That's how they've been pushing the UN and all these bodies to transfer our sovereignty. But to say that government can contract secretly with a corporation and a consortium of corporations to control information, to control government response, and to not let the public even know what is in a shot for 50 years. And that's what came out, a document we didn't know about, but they showed it in federal court. and told the federal judge, we want you to seal, because all these lawsuits, all of our secret studies and what's in these shots, and we want to be able to change what's in them for whenever we want. I mean, it's just 007 license to kill us. And the judge is like, yeah. Hasn't ruled yet, but said, yeah, that's what you've got, a contract with Homeland Security and FEMA. A contract. And so this is what Trump did to us. This is what Warp Speed and all this is, and all these other countries signed on to it. He, of course, didn't read it. And I remember Trump about 2 months ago did 3 interviews. In fact, I forgot to tell the crew to find some. We played it at the time. Headline, Trump says Pfizer has more power than governments should be looked at. And Trump was in a Fox News. He was in a NBC interview, and he was on Newsmax all 3 times and said, people should really look at Pfizer. Very interesting. I don't think you should have to give people booster shots. I don't think you should make people take shots. I'm very interested for people to research that they'll be blown away by how much power Pfizer has. Because he knows under the agreements now that he's just learned what he signed on to, that he didn't read, that it gave them more power than a president. In fact, that's what he said. He said, Pfizer has more power than the president. That was one of the quotes. Kind of a big deal. Now, that's endearing that Trump woke up and admits he got conned. But he's to come out fully against it. But this is so big, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got Mike Cernovich in the studio. So happy to have him here. We've got Tim Pool in the studio. That's going to be amazing today. I'm going to do all 4 hours. And I'm sure they're going to agree this is a big deal. I'm going to get their take on it. But do you understand this is all we should be talking about? This. And that's why the CEO of Pfizer goes on TV and says, I want laws passed to arrest anybody that criticizes Pfizer. And the European Union and Canada and Australia and click their heels, the UK, click their heels and pass emergency laws. Well, how did you pass emergency laws to arrest people that criticize lockdowns and forced injections in Croatia, in Austria, in Australia, in Spain, and the laws about to pass because they're making it through Parliament, subject to an executive power in the UK. And this guy, like some supervillain, beams in to the Atlantic Council. We need to arrest the dark actors that are blocking us. He's like, yeah. And the minute he goes, yes, of course, it should be illegal. Arrest them. It's on. So globalism is a project of getting traitors into local government and national government and having them transfer all the power to international bodies. And the UN is only a segue into corporate fascism and the corporations finally being in direct control of the planet. And that's been their goals, again, since they set up the UN. Hell, since they set up the League of Nations, it fell apart. So this is a 100-plus-year-old project. It's over 100 years, like 104 years old now. Since it was officially a global project, I mean, it's really older than that. Cecil Rhodes ran the British Empire, and it's really his plan. And he wrote a bunch of books on it. You can go read them. I've read 2 of them. So this is a fact. And, oh, by the way, this isn't global government that wants you to have a beautiful planet and a world ID. We all can go wherever we want, do whatever we want. No, you're going to be locked in your house and under robot gunpoint, under a technocracy. So I want to show you these headlines for TV viewers, radio listeners. I'll read these for you. And listen, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, please. For your children, for sanity, go read these articles, get this information, share it with folks, and then share the live feed of the show or take the archive of this when it's on man.video later today and download it and share it and re-upload it and make a big deal out of it. So here it is. FDA asked court for 55 years to fully release Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine data. Just come out that they're killing people and they covered it up and they know it and we've got all the whistleblowers. So those people can be sued or even arrested if they tell you that they're killing you. Boy, that sounds like something I want to take. Okay, so there it is. FDA asked federal judge to grant it total secrecy until the year 2076. It's not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, then this little tidbit here. Revealed, documents show Bill Gates gave $319 million to media outlets, and that's only in 1 year in just a few countries. It's $4 billion in the last 5 years. That's why they do whatever he says. That's why he goes on TV, you know, like your dog you feed and you snap your fingers and say sit to get a biscuit, and he snaps his fingers. The media sits. He snaps his fingers and says give children deadly shots, and they push it because they're owned. And here it is. Now, when we come back, I'm going to hit the big news. Here it is, mainstream news, ABC.net. That's Australia. Here it is out of the Washington Post. I mean, they've already told you this in your face. Pfizer has power to silence, that's a quote, governments and maximize profits. Wow, you can silence governments. Yeah, like you silence U.S. senators when they criticize Pfizer. You're not allowed to say that on the Senate floor. In secret vaccine contracts with governments, Pfizer took hard line to push profit. It's not about profit, it's about control and power. Pfizer demands governments gamble with state assets to secure vaccine debt and sign over the nations to them in receivership. Like you go pay a bond when you're out of jail on a murder charge. Well, they have signed us onto this just like they had third world countries sign on the IMF and World Bank and be bankrupt forever. This is the change going on, baby. This is world corporate government that wants to kill you.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is the most important thing in the world that I'm about to say. The most important thing in your life, the most important thing in my life, and every person on this planet, if you want to be free. This isn't just a political issue. This is an issue that is everything. This is the new type of war. This is globalism. This is their endgame plan. It's what they've been working on for 100 years. They wanted to establish world government and carry out depopulation over 100 years ago on record. Plato, the father of what you'd call philosophy, wanted to establish an empire and kill all the poor people too. Not just Malthus 300 years ago. Not just Galton 170 years ago. If you don't know who Galton is, if you don't know who Cecil Rhodes is, if you don't know who Thomas Malthus was, if you don't know who Plato was, you need to learn, because these are the governing controllers of your life. The most important thing spiritually is God. That's number one. But when it comes to this planet and what's the whole rest of your life, vaccine checkpoints, robots replacing humans, being injected with poisons till you die, total tyranny, re-education camps, how do they sell those? Well, vaccine passports and checkpoints and taking people away to the, quote, internment facility for their safety. That's what this is. That's the plan. I told you 21 months ago when this all started that this was all going to be unfolding exactly as it has. And I told you then there'd be booster shots. And then they'd say, oh, you've got to take those. And then they're going to say, oh, we got to arrest all the people that won't take vaccines. They're the reason everybody keeps getting sick, even though these vaccines erase your immunity and make you sick on record. And they've got all the nanny state liberal police in all of Europe and Canada and Australia and New Zealand and the UK and in blue cities in the US that will put you in jail for life. They want to disappear you and your family. They are totally turned over to this. You understand, they'll do anything they're told. They'll beat women and children with clubs for going outside to the park when Fauci and Bill Gates created the virus and released it and now give you a vaccine that creates the virus in your body. And no matter how many people die, no matter how evil things get, they are yes men that have decided to follow orders and have decided to rationalize what they're doing. And so they are capable of anything. All right, let me make the big announcement. What is the big announcement? Just boil down for everyone so that we can get Rand Paul and Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz on board. They all know this. They all know that if they talk about this, the system comes after them. They won't just be getting shot at or their ribs broken. It'll be a lot worse. But we're all going to lose everything anyways if we don't call out the heart of the matter. The United States government, along with more than 50 other governments, signed an illegal treaty with Pfizer and the United Nations to put our countries into total receivership to them during the emergency if they would give us the drug to save us. Total censorship control, total secrecy of what's in it, total secrecy of what it does to people, allowed to lie, allowed to put out fake info, allowed to have anyone arrested they want, allowed to censor anybody they want. Total global dictatorship. But get clip 19 ready with Rand Paul. Rand Paul came out and said Fauci's an authoritarian. And the way he casually talks about you have no personal rights is serious tyranny. Yeah, we're in an authoritarian state. The big Chinese dissident finally released was on PBS, and I said, you know, isn't Trump in America authoritarian and bad? He goes, no, Trump is not authoritarian. He doesn't have any power. The left is like Mao. They're taking over. You're in danger. And she's like, she has no idea, no idea that she's walking dead. No idea. I mean, folks, this is it. You understand? This is it. And we either man up and expose this and pull out of these illegal treaties and arrest these people, or it's over. Now, other people won't say that because they'll come after you. Listen, I'm not signing on to billions of dead people in my name. And all the fools that sit there and do the mental gymnastics and say, I'm the bad guy for fighting these people. You're all going to see what happens if we're unable to stop this thing. And why wouldn't they go for broke? It lets them take over everything. It lets them depopulate everybody. It lets them collapse civilization and take all your money and everything through the medical system. It lets them phase out the majority of the population and roll forward with all the new technologies and systems and life extension for themselves. And then they just steal the whole future. And if you want your destiny stolen and you want your children's future stolen and all of this, then that's up to you. But this is real. And that's why they're fighting like the devil to keep us off the air. This is life and death. And I'm more than willing to be set up or put in prison or die. I'm not looking forward to it. I really don't like it. But I've got to do it, okay? And I'm just telling you, I'm willing to hit the barbed wire. I'm willing to go in first as a shock troops politically. And I've done that, okay? And because I knew what was coming. I knew. I tried to stop this. So, listen, look around at your family tonight, because in 8 years of their plan successful, those people are all going to be dead, and so are you. You're dead. They're going to kill you. They're going to give you shot after shot after shot after shot until society collapses. And the people with Stockholm Syndrome can't admit they're being killed because it's too scary. And so they're going to go along with it. And the argument is they deserve to die. And I'll be quite frank with you, okay? I could have gone with the New World Order. I didn't do it because spiritually I can't do it. But I understand it. Part of me wants to kill all these people that don't care about themselves. Okay, you know what? Fine, let's kill all of them. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to live. But I'm not signing on to that because I have an eternal soul, and I will be cut off from God if I do that. But I totally know where Bill Gates and Prince Charles and all of them come from. I could be in league with them 100%, be one of their generals. But I'm not, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what my enemies need to know that think they're on my level attacking me. You have no idea. You're fools. I am above and transcended above all this worldly crap, and I know you are as well, viewers and listeners, because you have Christ. But faith without works is dead, and Christ expects you to pick up the cross and follow him, and that's what I have to do. And that doesn't mean I'm going to sit up here and be a cupcake, Mr. Sweetsy preacher who's all perfect and good and tells you about how big sinner you are. I'm telling you, God hates cowards. And if you won't stand up for our children, well, then you deserve to die, and you will. But very slowly first. They're going to have you give up everything you are in the social credit score and bow to them so you can just live a little longer as you're being trained by Satan to be a slave. So not me and not my family. We commit ourselves to war against these people. 100% I pledge in front of God and his son Jesus Christ. Absolute total commitment against this, and I ask God to fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can stand against this enemy and be effective in protecting innocent. I ask God to give me the strength and the will humbly to take on these people. Now, you need to ask God for guidance. You need to step into your destiny now. We're going to come back and cover the most important news in human history and what we're going under right now, a worldwide medical extermination system. Our government is now under Pfizer's complete command, and it's illegal.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Netflix and learn how great pedophilia is by tuning into CNN.
Yeah, they're all over the news saying pedophilia is a good thing now. It's the big coming out. It's okay. They always wear like rainbow-colored glasses and stuff. So they're like clowns, you know. That's how they attract the little child into their web. Okay, listen, it really clicked for me last night and this morning when I began to just sit there and read Pfizer telling a federal judge, hey, we've got total agreements that we can tell the government what to do. Carte blanche. It's like a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's beyond immunity. It's they direct the federal government in all vaccine responses. And so Biden goes, okay, the CDC is now in control of all rents. And we're going to be in control of all your bank accounts under the COVID emergency. And finally, a federal court said, no, you don't have that jurisdiction. We're not North Korea. But they're still pushing that because they are engaged in this criminal takeover. And if we don't say, hey, you're not allowed to sign a secret treaty with Pfizer and the UN to take over all aspects of the media and the government and be able to, quote, silence the government. That's in the agreement. I've got the articles right here. Just the Washington Post, like, oh, they can silence the government. It's all about their money. They then distract off into the $70 billion Pfizer's now made. That's a side issue. These people issue and control the currency. It's a weapon they use. The tax code is social engineering. They admit that. So this is permanent martial law. This is the Great Reset. And now they tell you it's the permanent emergency. Chuckie Schumer was on TV yesterday, and I didn't play the clip. Dig it up, we will. But he's just like, hey, things are just going to get worse from global warming. More deadly viruses, lockdowns, society's collapsing. It's just going to get worse. That's why they're telling everybody the world ends in 2030. The world ends. We're going to die. The viruses are going to come out of the jungle. They're not going to come out of the jungle, folks. They're going to come out of Fort Detrick and the University of Texas at Galveston and Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and Wuhan, China. And so they're teaching children in public school all over the world that everybody's going to be dead in a few years. It's okay, though. The government's going to lock us down and maybe some of us will live. And then here it is. FDA asked court for 55 years to fully release Pfizer COVID-19 data. The Epic Times. The Food and Drug Administration asked a federal judge. Remember they said safe and approved, safe and effective in 2026. They've given the vaccine a corporate name. And then they say it might be approved in 2026. And now they're like, well, about 2070-something. I'm not joking. So you see, I mean, this is what it's like when you're in Poland in 1940 and just suddenly Hitler invades and starts blowing everything up. I mean, or you own a little shop and a business in 1950, China, and the communists have taken over. They just walk up and shoot your dad and mom in the head and take over your farm and start raping you. I mean, this is a takeover by bad people. And so many folks think, well, just run up a white flag and go along with them, and they'll be nice to us. We just are reasonable. And it reminds me of The Road Warrior, a classic fiction film, but that's how the real world actually works in these warlord areas. And he comes up with members of their family they've captured tied up on the front of the vehicles and saying, listen, just open up the gates, let us in, let us have your big pump, let us have your oil well, and we'll let you go. And they're like, no, don't do that. So they start killing them. And some of the people inside the fort say, hey, Humongous is a reasonable man. Come on, let's let him in. Because they just can't understand that they're going to have to fight or they're going to die. I mean, I'm sorry, that's the way this is, okay? You think I want to go up against these people? But they're going up against me. And again, I'm not signing on with them. I had the Kissinger Group invite me to New York City to frickin' meet with Henry Kissinger. Said it in front of my producer. And that's the only story I can tell you because they didn't say it's off the record. I've done off the record meetings with people. This is as real as the sun coming up in the morning and setting in the evening. And people act like this isn't happening, and you're not even being empowered by these people? I mean, even if you were a psychopath, they're going to kill almost everybody. No matter how much you work for them or do what they want, they're going to get rid of you in the end because they don't want anybody around who's competent. This is an exterminist plan to return the earth to the Garden of Eden in Jeff Bezos' own words. And if you let these megalomaniacs take over, and Bill Gates is one of the chieftains of it, then you get what you deserve. But as for me and mine, we're not bowing down to this thing in one bit. And I'm going to tell you again, folks, here's the headlines. These headlines all together are incredible. FDA asked court for 55 years to fully release Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine data. Now, here's the really important articles. Pfizer has power to, quote, silence governments. Let me say that again. Pfizer has power to silence governments and maximize profits, consumer group alleges. They don't allege that. It says we have total liability protection and we will take over your government if you don't pay us. Or if you violate any clause of this, your national parks are ours and your military bases are ours and all the U.S. government patents are now owned by us. That's what it says. On record, you can go read it. Just what the consumer group's been able to get through lawsuits and through groups that have had the documents, because you know they go into court with these things and say, Your Honor, please everyone out of there, this is classified information. And then they, here's the treaty, we own the United States. This is just so incredible. So that's ABC News out of Australia. Here's another one. This is the Washington Post. In secret. Vaccine contracts with governments. Pfizer took hard line to push for profit. They make about profit. That's a red herring. We know because Brazil released the document. Bolsonaro released the document, and now they want to kill him. The UN's calling for war crimes, charges against him, saying he's killing people not doing COVID lockdowns, when they're the ones that cooked it up and released it and run the whole thing and did the global lockdown that's killed over 25 million people, starvation. They're looking at Bolsonaro saying, we want him arrested. We want war crimes tribunal. They'll probably get him. All because he stood up against these people and got hydroxychloroquine and things like ivermectin to the public and saw through them. And then he released the documents where it said, we will take control of all your government lands, your military bases, and we'll direct your government. Well, that's how the IMF and World Bank do with African countries and Latin American countries, where they come and say, we'll give you $1 billion. This is like 30 years ago. And then, oh, you never paid the interest on it. You now owe us $30 billion. Well, we just get your roads, your infrastructure, everything is ours. And that's it. So, again, Pfizer and then these big corporations put their people into all the government positions. They then had those government officials sign on to this illegal crap. They got Trump to go along with it. That's Trump's big downfall. And now we're under it. So Trump can push his stupid vaccine all day, but he better come out and say he got set up on this front. Okay? We need to put his feet to the fire on this. This is an illegal corporate treaty selling our country out.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Found two of the three videos that Trump put out a couple months ago. One on NBC, one on Fox News, another with Newsmax, where he talks about, wow, Pfizer has really got all this power and control. They really got an incredible relationship with the governments. But they haven't found the clip, because I know we played it, where he says, yeah, they really got more power than a president does. But we don't need to hear that from Trump. We know that. But we will play those clips here in a moment. Because we have the documents, and I just read you the headlines. In secret vaccine contracts with governments, Pfizer took hard line to push for profit, report says. Secret contracts. Pfizer has the power to silence governments, ABC News reports. And then there's the full report by the whistleblower groups, and it's really bad. Now, Pfizer demands governments gamble with state assets to secure vaccine deal. Sign the state assets over. Mainstream news reporting this. That's the secret contract. Pfizer's been accused of bullying Latin American governments into COVID-19 vaccine negotiations and has asked some countries to put up sovereign assets such as the embassy buildings and military bases as guaranteed against the cost of any future legal action, the Bureau of Investigative Journalism has revealed. And it turns out the U.S. did that. Pfizer accused of holding some countries ransom. Oh, really? Yeah, their subsidiaries cooked up the virus and released it. L.A. Times, Pfizer, U.S. signed $5 billion deal for 10 million treatment courses of their new COVID pill that's partially based on ivermectin. Wow. And how did they get this done? Well, Pfizer went around the world and lobbied with billions of dollars. But a consortium of the Rockefeller, Rothschild, Gates, Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey gave hundreds of millions, but Buffett and Gates have given over $100 billion into a private consortium that then the Carnegie Endowment and the Ford Endowment and the Rockefeller Brothers Endowment put in hundreds of billions of dollars. In fact, the number's not known. Gates and Buffett, it's up to $200 billion. But it's tax-exempt money from their companies that they then reinvest in other companies they take over to control the world medical system. Gates has been thrown out of over 30 countries, including India, for their vaccines killing people. And the Pfizer and Moderna shots are not authorized in China, India, you name it. No one would ever take this in their right mind. This is only for us, the Western countries, who are being bombed with the bioweapon. Now you understand that I sit here and have discussions with former head of defense intelligence, and I'll leave it at that, other military and intelligence folks that are patriots, but not just Flynn. And we have straight-up conversations about this and talk about this and agree that's what's going on. Interviewed Flynn, aired it yesterday, talking about the same thing. I mean, this is real. This is not a comic book or Endgame or Marvel stuff, and you go eat popcorn and have milk duds and eat a hot dog. You know, everybody's battling and laser beams and everything. You're being murdered, okay? Got that? Okay. So, I'm asking you, what are you going to do about this? Now, Rand Paul's finally getting there. He's saying, hey, this is authoritarian. This is tyranny. This is bad. And now you notice they're like, oh, they're booster shots. They're being authorized, and you got to take them. And your children got to take them. You know, that's the same thing in Australia, same thing in Israel. It's all coming here. They're just further steps down the pit. They're further down the hellhole. And so we've got to get this information to Congress. I don't want the attention. I don't even want the credit for the people making a big deal out of this. But we need to see OAN and Newsmax and Tucker Carlson and everybody focused on this. Because this is the world government treaty. This is the corporate illegal treaties, agreements, that are secret, that are doing all this. And we need Congress to stop putting up with the censorship and the control and everything. But you see, Congress knows that the biggest spenders are big tech and big pharma. They bought off most of them. And that's really what's going on here, is that most of them, I was reading like 80-something% of Congress takes big pharma money and big tech money. And pull those numbers up, they vary. But it's in the high 70s, low 80s in both demographics of big tech money versus pharma money, which, by the way, those companies are all been merging for a decade at least. So this is a big corporate, one giant corporate world government monster who wants global government so it can then carry out depopulation. So again, if this was just a group taking over and they built better roads and, you know, were better managers and everything, we're into personal freedom, I'm like, well, the world's coming together. This is not what they're doing. They want us gone. They see us as an infestation. And I've got to tell you, if you don't wake up and say no to this, you deserve to die. Now, I'm not saying that meanly. But this is really a IQ test that's going on. Here's Senator Paul.
Well, alarming. I mean, alarming, one, that he has such casual disdain for individual liberty. But if you combine that with also a casual disdain for science, boy, we got a real problem. An authoritarian who also doesn't obey the science. I mean, look at this. Over 100 million Americans have had COVID. And if you ask the CDC, well, how do these people react? The people who have had COVID and recovered, how often do they get sick again? Do they spread the disease very well? Oh, we don't know. We don't keep track of that. Can you imagine the guy's in charge of this? We pay him more than anybody in the government. He has casual disdain for the Bill of Rights and your liberty, but he's not keeping track. He's like, CNN asked him one day, what do you think about HIV? He's like, oh, that's interesting. We should look into that, as if it was the first time he's ever heard of it. He's a liar, and he lies about the natural immunity. He knows it works. This is a recipe for totalitarianism. It's a recipe for something we don't want in our country.
Well, I mean, it's not a recipe. They cooked the dinner, and we were what they cooked. I mean, they're attacking us like a tiger grabbing a deer in the forest and ripping its head off. I mean, the jaws are biting into our arteries right now. I mean, this is we have to stop playing patty cake. But the globalists are real good at leaving the senators insulated, and, you know, they go home and watch their Fox Sports, and, you know, everything's okay. Meanwhile, these people are hardcore killers. All right, a couple things here. We got Mike Cernovich, who's a really smart guy, and I'm a big fan of his work. He's going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour, co-hosting for an hour and a half with us, and then Tim Pool's coming into the fourth hour, and I'll be co-hosting with him as well. There's some more surprises and things coming up here in the next 48 hours on air, and then Saturday there'll be some interesting things going on at InfoWars. But let me just make this completely clear to everybody. They're not going to get their full agenda through. Their full agenda is very expansive, and they bitten off more than they could chew. But they are attempting it because they don't feel like there's any consequences. And so why shouldn't they just kill a bunch of people and get more money and power and then work towards their ultimate goal of killing 90%? I don't think they're going to get to that by 2030, but these are psychos that are in control of our lives saying that. So I just want to remind everybody that they're using serious psychological warfare programs developed by behavioral psychologists and tested out by the CIA and others for a long time against us. But if you're aware of these tactics, you can completely break free from it. I instinctively did it without even researching all this 30 years ago. But in the last 20-plus, I have researched it. And nobody ever really gets into MK Ultra, MK Naomi documents and things like that. Part of what we're doing with Reset Wars that's going to launch in the first week of December, just coming up here in about a week and a half or so, is we really dissect different schools of mind control and how they're being used, and then just teach you basic tricks to really unlock yourself from the matrix. And it's going to be a course, and it's going to be one of many courses that are very well done and very powerful and very, very groundbreaking. And if you want to learn about it first, and if you want to get sent videos and free reports and a lot of things we're going to do that go along with the main course, you want to go to resetwars.com and put in your email. And you will get alerts and things and special videos and reports for free. And you'll also get a discount for 48 hours before it comes out. And we haven't set a day yet in December, but it'll be in the first week of December. So resetwars.com. Very easy, and this is powerful information you're definitely going to want to share and be involved in. ResetWars.com, one word. Separately, it's time to get prepared. The InfoWars 2021 Mega Blowout Sale. We've extended store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points to the end of the month. And while supplies last, sold out for months and months, Turbo Force, 10 clean hours on average of energy. Next level, people can't believe it. This is clean. It's quality. It's the best long-form energy out there, and we really are proud of it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com at 40% off. We have the all-new Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste now available as well. It's 50% off when you get it with the charcoal toothpaste. You can also get it at DrJonesNaturals.com. That's all at InfoWarsStore.com. So Turbo Force is back, and we have the new toothpaste, very similar to the last toothpaste, but just reformulated and even more concentrated. And that keeps us on the air. So thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.